Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today Sophie and I are digging into Josh Berson's book. So Sophie, I'm curious, when you hear the phrase irresistible organization, what comes to mind?
Hey there, Sam. Honestly, my first thought was free snacks and beanbags, but Berson's not talking about that at all. He's saying that in a world of constant change and digital disruption, companies have to compete for talent the same way they compete for customers, by creating an environment so compelling that people naturally want to join and stay.
Right. And he's really clear that this isn't about perks. It's about a fundamental rethinking of what an organization even is. He talks about it as a living ecosystem designed for human growth, purpose, and connection. That's a big shift from the old command and control model.
Exactly. The old social contract, loyalty for job security, is dead. Berson says the new contract is built on employee experience. And he breaks it down into four pillars: meaningful work, great management, a positive environment, and a growth mindset.
Let's start with meaningful work. He argues that people aren't just motivated by money. They need to see why their work matters. And that's not just a mission statement on the wall. It's about designing jobs that have variety, challenge, and a sense of completion.
Right. And he emphasizes autonomy, giving people freedom to decide how to do their work, plus the chance to master a skill. When you combine those, engagement soars. He also says we need to eliminate soul-crushing bureaucracy and micromanagement. Those are the enemies of meaning.
Yeah, and I love that he says any organization can do this. Not just tech companies. Even a small nonprofit or a manufacturing plant can ask the question, why does this job exist? And then connect it to a larger purpose.
That brings us to the second pillar, great management. Berson is pretty critical of traditional managers who act like supervisors or cops. In an irresistible organization, managers are coaches and facilitators. Their job is to remove obstacles and help their team succeed.
And he points out that the number one reason people leave a company is their relationship with their direct manager. So investing in management training isn't a soft expense. It's a critical business strategy.
Right. He says managers should be measured not just on output, but on the growth, happiness, and retention of their people. And we should promote people into management based on their ability to lead and develop others, not just their technical skills.
The third pillar is a positive work environment. And again, it's not just the physical space. It's the invisible architecture, culture, values, fairness, and trust. Berson really pushes diversity, equity, and inclusion as strategic necessities, not just moral imperatives.
Yeah, and well-being is a big part of this too. In an always-on world, an irresistible organization actively protects employees from burnout by encouraging boundaries, offering flexibility, and prioritizing mental health. A healthy, balanced employee is more creative and loyal.
And the fourth pillar is a growth mindset. This is the fuel for long-term success. Berson says the most valuable asset a company can have is its ability to learn and adapt faster than competitors. That means investing in training for future capabilities, not just current job skills.
He talks about learning in the flow of work, making learning part of daily life through micro-learning, mentoring, job rotations. When a company invests in your growth, you feel a sense of loyalty and reciprocity. You're less likely to leave.
One of my favorite parts is how he weaves these pillars together. Great management creates conditions for meaningful work. A positive environment enables a growth mindset, and a growth mindset fuels innovation, which makes work meaningful. It's all connected.
And he gives great examples. Microsoft's transformation under Satya Nadella, shifting from a know-it-all to a learn-it-all culture, is a perfect case study. And there are smaller companies, too, that have achieved amazing results by focusing on employee experience.
He also addresses measurement. Traditional engagement surveys often measure satisfaction, not commitment. He says we should look at retention of top performers, internal mobility rates, speed of learning, and customer experience. The ultimate metric? Can you attract top talent without paying a premium?
And he backs it all up with data. Companies with high engagement and strong culture dramatically outperform their peers on profitability, productivity, and customer satisfaction. Investing in employee experience isn't a cost. It's one of the highest return investments you can make.
So my big takeaway is this: if you want to build a great company, start by building a great place for people to be themselves, grow, and do their best work. That's what makes you irresistible.
And if you want to dive deeper into these ideas, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, all for $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. It's at 7minutebooks.com/app.
That's a solid deal. So Sophie, final thought?
Burson's message is simple but profound. Build an organization where people can thrive and you'll build a business that lasts. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.